Welcome to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. It's a very full show. In a moment, I'll be talking to an old friend of mine who's written a fascinating... I'm not the kind of guy who would pick up a book called A Rock Fantasy, but I did pick this up because Joyce Isaacson's an old pal, and I quite enjoyed it. She's turned into some writer. Then I'm having in my old friend Dave Currier and a number of people from the suburb of Harvey, which is... There are a lot of suburbs in Chicago. Harvey is one of the most interesting, and there are a bunch of people who are trying to bring it back to life. For those of you who grew up there, you remember what a life that was. It was an incredibly prosperous place. And then we're going to talk about Groundhog Day in Woodstock, which is a vastly different place than Harvey. And then we're going to talk to the great one and only Roger Badish to see how he is coming with his biography. But first... Joyce Isaacson, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Joyce, it's so nice.
Hi, Rick.
It's so nice to hear
you.
I'm good, man. It's so nice to hear your voice. And as I just said, and you probably heard, if I were walking through a bookstore and there was a category called rock fantasy, it is probably one that I would walk by. I'm not a big fantasy guy. But I've got to tell you, I was charmed by your, and it's a very thought-provoking book. Your book is titled Wish You Were Here, Badfinger. Tell me about Badfinger, because I don't know much about this band. I think it's kind of an underrated band, would you say, Joyce?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Badfinger, they were basically the Prince's and the Beatles' world. Actually, the Beatles were the ones that discovered Badfinger. And
well, that's certainly a good endorsement if the Beatles like them.
Yeah,
they must
definitely.
Have been. Name a couple Badfinger songs that I might know.
Sure. No Matter What.
No.
Baby Blue.
That sort of rings a bell. Aubrey Mumpower, engineer, is in there who knows more about music. He doesn't know this either. But you obviously are a huge fan of Badfinger because. The gist of the book is that one of the members of the band is in the afterlife, and he is trying to reconnect with another member of the band. Is that, in essence, what the book is about?
Yes. During Tommy's search for Pete, he meets old friends and famous new friends on his afterlife voyage.
Well, the afterlife voyage is filled. The thing that intrigued me about it, the afterlife voyage is filled with all manner of people who I do know and musicians that I certainly encountered in real life. When did you, Joyce? I knew you pretty well at the Tribune. I think. I mean, we were kind of friendly. When did you start to become a writer? Because you weren't a writer for the Tribune. You worked in the editorial department. You certainly hung around. A lot of writers. Do you think we had any influence on making you a writer?
I think that definitely there was. I was inspired by some of the writers there, and I know some of my friends there who went from copy clerks went to becoming writers as well, and I think that also inspired me to want to write as well.
When you got the writing bug for real, I'm sure also there were people at the paper who did not inspire you, because we both knew a few jerks. Not everybody who works at the paper is talented or nice, that's for sure. But at one point you decided to pursue this. Did you, if I'm not mistaken, did you start taking creative writing courses at Columbia?
Yes, I did. And I took one writing course there in my first semester. I did not finish college because I really needed to get my family out of Albany Park at the time. So I started working full-time at the Chicago Tribune. But I got about a B-plus in creative writing. I think I would have gotten an A, but I wrote something that was so out of this world that my teacher said, I can't grade you.
He said your thing is so out of the... What do you think he meant by out of this world? Was it fantasy?
It was definitely a fantasy story. It was from a dream that I had. And he said, I can't grade this.
And you said, well, hey, the hell with you. I can't go to school here. was it difficult once you got... This is also your second book. And in your book, you tell people who buy this book, and you can buy it by just Google this. Wish You Were Here, comma, Badfinger, a rock fantasy by Joyce Isaacson, Isaacson. At the back of the book, Joyce, you say, I would like to give you a freebie for reading my book. Please send me an email, and I will send you Rock Dreams. Now, that's your first book, right?
Rock Dreams is actually something I did after my first book. It's basically what it is. They are drawings that I have done since 1979 to 2015, and it has like little tidbits about each band or each artist, and they're very good drawings, actually.
Well, it's good of you to say so, Joyce. I think this is a really interesting book. What's been the feedback from not just Badfinger fans? I'd like to know, because I'm not a Badfinger fan. I didn't know who they were. But what's been the feedback from readers so far?
Well, I
just before I
got,
read, I'm going to read.
From reader's favorite.
I'm going to read from this. Here is what one... Sure. person wrote in a book review. He says, although Wish You Were Here, Badfinger, Rock Fantasy is titled as a fantasy genre novel, I found it far more speculative in nature, and it's certainly, and this must have made your heart jump, Joyce, it is certainly a heartfelt drama about discovery and the bonds we have with others. I enjoyed the unusual premise and the allusion to Dante's journey, and whilst the cameos from real-life rock stars of a bygone time were fun, blah, 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 author Joyce Isaacson writes with simplistic beauty that lifts her characters off the page. What was your reaction when you read that?
Like,
did you fall
wow,
off your chair?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was coming from an outsider, somebody that really didn't know my group. And especially they were probably not into Badfinger, but I think the thing is that it's very versatile, the book, because it does have other people, famous people that he meets.
Well, I also think that the book is provocative in that it is a journey of sort of self-discovery, and it is peppered with these other characters that you come to know who are famous characters, but who you sort of recreate on the page. Is that a good endorsement? What do you think of that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I agree. Well, I'm hoping that I can use some of your words, actually,
You can take them all, Joyce.
Oh,
anything
thank
I
you
said,
for the Amazon.
Anything I say on this show about this, fine. And I will say again, this is if your name wasn't on this book, I never would have picked it up, but I was so intrigued by you becoming a talented fiction writer that I couldn't help myself. And God love you, Joyce Isaacson. I read it. It was a quick and, I think, fascinating read, and I'm not a fantasy kind of guy. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
What else can I tell you? Keep me posted on your career. I know you got a long-time marriage. I know you left the Tribune some time ago. I know you got a kid. I know you got
Yes, he's 26 years old now.
Oh, my God, that is so frightening to me,
Drew. And I have a grandson now.
You've got to be kidding. That makes me feel... I'm old, but that makes me feel...
No, you're not that old.
I'm old, but that makes me feel 1,000 years old. Joyce, you sound great, and I miss you. You were one of the bright lights at the Tribune when you worked there, I'll tell you that. And now you're...
Thank you. I would love to get together with you at some point.
Absolutely.
I really would.
Where do you live these days? Don't tell me the neighborhood. In Chicago? You still live in
Chicago?
Yes,
I'm in West Rogers Park.
Great. That's an old stomping ground. I will see you sometime before the year is out, and thank you for sending the book, and thank you for writing the book, Joyce.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, huh?
Do people want to get the book from me, or if they want to get it on Amazon, that's great, but if they want to get sent from me, they can get, I have some freebies for them, besides the Rock Dreams. they would get the ebook also for free. And there's a special segment that is not in the book.
Oh, the secret segment of Wish You Were Here, Badfinger.
Uh-huh.
How do they get into? You're on Facebook, right?
I'm on Facebook, you but can, they can also get a hold of me at SharonJ0023@yahoo.com.
Sharon J. All right, I'm finding it.
J.
Yeah, gotcha. SharonJ0023@yahoo.com. Okay, people, hit your computers and get a hold of Joyce and get all the free stuff she has to offer. Congratulations, Joyce.
Thank you.
Not my place to be proud of you, but I'm proud of you anyway, okay?
Okay,
all right, honey,
thank
I'll
you
see.
So much.
Hope to see you. Thank you. Thanks for writing it. Well, you know, this is what I do on the show. I need product. Joyce, thanks. It's great talking to you. You sound great. I can't
Take
believe
care,
you're
Rick.
You too. I can't believe you're a grandmother, but that's just the nature of my life.